Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Michael Van Tool Show. The Sunday morning team is off on vacation. Today, it's all about Speak On It, my book and CD, the words and music of Speak On It, a collection of poetry that I published over the years. Some of the poems were written about as far back as 20 years ago, and some as new as a few months, but they are all my original words and my voice. Thanks to Affirmation Publishing and Duran Entertainment for signing me to a contract back in 2003. And thank you to the Goff family, and including the late gospel balladeer David Goff. And the collection of poems include love, travel, inspiration, general topics, cafe music or jazz poetry, and you know, the very first poem in the book kind of sums up, because I was going to read you my bio, but I decided to just kind of let the book speak for itself, because it kind of feels like an autobiography. But I wanted to make sure that whatever I can was in the book first. And it is the first poem in the book. And I was applying for a job once, and the interviewer asked me, what is my life philosophy? Something like that. It was an open-ended question. They wanted me to talk and tell them what was important about my life. And I had committed whatever I can to memory. So I started using the poem as my answer. And so, and I tried to keep a straight face because she didn't know that I was reciting a poem, but I got the job. It worked. But whatever I can is my life philosophy. Down through the ages, many lived their lives and died, and others will have their chances in the days yet to come. We cannot waste this precious time. And while you breathe, to the torch, bring amnesty. I try to prove the killing has got to stop. We must learn to think love, breathe love, live love, morning, noon, and night. I ain't trying to preach, but we're the courageous. It's time for lurking in the dark. Is your wealth fattening you to slaughter? It's time to downshift out of park. And while you eat, stop. For the hungry, let's break bread. I ain't trying to preach, but we must learn this thing called love. We must all try to reach one, teach one, heal one. We are all precious in its sight. I've cried myself to sleep at night when they use God's name to take a life. I want to do whatever I can with the time God has given me. I want to leave an eternal legacy and wisely use the gifts that God left in trust with me. To the strangers in foreign lands, we must take each other by the hand, forge an everlasting peace plan, feed the hungry, free the innocent. We cannot waste this precious life. Red, brown, green, yellow, black, and white, we are all precious in his sight. So, you know, I'm not going to read my bio, but, you know, like I said, over the years, I realized that Speak On It was my biography. But here, I'll tell you the short version. I was born in Panama to Salvation Army officers. I've traveled around the world. I have a brother and sister. I'm married to Mrs. Van Sewell with one teenage son. All three of us are Cass Tech alumni. I spent 32 years in banking. I've been on the boards and currently on the boards of five nonprofits in Southeast Michigan, including Franklin Wright Settlement. And I own and manage Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, an advertising and consulting firm in Southfield for small businesses. So that's a short version. But I do want to thank some supporters here, because it, you know, would not be possible without. So let me just go down a few of my supporters here quickly. Number one, of course, the great, legendary warrior lawyer, Tony Hawkins. And, you know, if you need an attorney for wills and conservatorships and guardianships and probate, this is your attorney. And, of course, he is a personal injury specialist. I'm looking at a sheet here of at least a dozen national awards. But he is a fighter for you. That's why they call him the warrior lawyer. Here's the number for the attorney, 248-567-9990. That number again is 248-567-9990. And then, of course, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. You know, I formed it to help small businesses, and we can do things like get you hooked up with merchant services to handle card and Visa. We have an on-site tech that can install, maintain, repair, and update your office computers. There's credit restoration and monitoring, affordable office space available. The offices that we're offering are as low as $350 a month, and radio advertising, digital and social media marketing. And here's the number for Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. All right, let's keep it moving. Ameriplan, you know, are you covered by an employer health care plan? If you're not properly covered, here's an affordable health care lifeline for you. It includes dental care, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical, hospital stays, and telemedicine. And they start for as low as $19.95 a month. Here's the number. You can call this same number, 248-516-8300. 248-516-8300. All right. And, you know, Heaven Sent. I want to thank Heaven Sent for supporting the program. We are a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, respite care, companionship. Ask how might be eligible for a no out-of-pocket expense. Here's the number, 248-262-7111. 248-262-7111. And Optimal IT Solutions. So if you need your laptop or desktop repaired, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. 248-796-2429. I want to just give a shout out to Franklin Wright Settlement, making a difference. And if you would like to help make a contribution to help Franklin Wright provide assistance to individuals and families in need, you know, in-home counseling, utility assistance, food pantry, feeding the homeless, Meals on Wheels, call Dion at 313-579-1000. That's Dion at Wright Settlements, 313-579-1000. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I've got some exciting poetry for you. You're going to hear some brand new ones. You're going to hear some from back in the day. You're going to hear some music versions. And so I can't wait to get the party started. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most. At a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
You've got to get control of yourself. I know you love me more than anyone else. My last girlfriend loved me more than herself. I know the love down deep inside is heartfelt. We've got to put this love back on the shelf. Like the snow in July, it's got to melt. We've got to move on. Our love was apparent from the start. Love made fools of us. We made a fool of love. You've got to fix your broken heart. I never thought it would go this far. We've got to put this love back in park. And just as the sun is a superstar, you will live on. You couldn't see the forest. The trees, if a great cedar fell to its knees, would you have to believe? You've got to read it in the leaves of a rainstorm in the deserts of Kalahari. Our love is more likely heard than seen. You've got to move on. This affair is like an old movie on a black and white reel. How did L-I-K-E become L-O-V-E? In flapping on the wheels of a projection machine, the tattered film at the end of a scene. That's called the Deserts of Kalahari. This may sound strange to you, but I love you and it is honest and loyal and true. You think you know love? Let me tell you this, you don't know love this deep. My casual love for you is more than most others have ever loved you. My love is not simply physical love, but a caring love. I can feel the searing pain whenever you hurt yourself. And I love to spend time with you. I've always loved you from the very first day. This love is not shallow. This love is deep. This love is forever. We'll be friends as far as I can see. We should have met 5 years ago this week, you and me. You think you know love? You don't know love this deep. And if you think you're lonely now, don't wait until tonight. If you need somebody, you can hold on to me. And if you want to talk to somebody, you know you can talk to me. And if you want to love somebody, you know you can love me, because this love is deep. And if you want somebody, why don't you want me? This love is not shallow, this love is deep. And if you need somebody, you know you can hold on to me. Hold on. That's called You Think You Know Love. This is about a girl named Emily. And if she was here right now, if she can hear me right now, I hope she can hear my voice. I know, but she don't know by now. There's something about our love that she don't know. She don't even talk to me. To the black glove bourgeoisie. It's Emily, you see. Oh, I'm so lonely. African safari all up in my dream. Victoria Falls rush down all over me. Must see TV, Emily. I need a woman I can touch and see. Play Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, play hide and seek. Her Niagara Falls rush down all over me. Trade in your wedding ring just to kiss her feet. If just for her and me the same air to breathe. Banana leaves fan this beautiful Jamaican skin etched with Egyptian themes. Living art painted in oil. Call it wet dreams.
And when he tells you how much he loves you, you better listen to the words. So when a poet tells you how much he loves you, it's gonna sound a little like this. Like this. I love you so much. We can paint the flowers in the Garden of Eden and petaling in the shade, yeah, 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 from the sun, with the leaves that were made to cover the trees. And I love you so much. We'll row a boat beyond the shore, drop an anchor, change degrees, talk to God, head due east. Start a family, you and me, and with the setting of the sun was first seen. I love you so much. Turn your kisses to silver and gold. Sweep the floor of diamonds and pearls. Yeah, with the broom that we use to dust the moon of this world. And I love you so much. It is a love beyond time. Memories are in the soul of mine. Our love will last forever. Love now while you can. This love will never come again. I love you so much. The Eiffel Tower within my reach. Push Everest toward the sea. Make the clouds to reach my knees. And with these dreams, touch and see. Everlasting history.
You know, in love and relationships, it's not always perfect, so sometimes things can go wrong. These next couple of pieces are about those things that go wrong. This is called Unstable. My friends, they don't even talk to me. I'm rude. They say I'm acting selfishly. They say I ain't the man I used to be. I ride around in luxury. Even the cat on my grill growls back at me. One day soon, I gotta give her back her key. This is not the life for MVT, so give my regards to her family. This thing's about to blow up mentally. I'm so unstable. See, last night, missing my girl at my basement table. Black and white TV, Harlow, Clark Gable. Without my girls, just like no cable. The wheelchair I stole had the doctor's label. All the nurses are in my stable. They don't call me Michael Van Tool anymore. They call me unstable. See, my wife, she don't even talk to me. She don't even look at me. The flowers, they died on delivery. At night, she watches MSNBC. I bought her gold. She cashed it down the street. I think the stuff is catching up to me. The preacher said I need to set her free. I'm so confused, don't know which one he means. Can't tell if this is fake or reality. I'm so unstable. My son, he don't even play with me. Says I'm running up and down the city streets. Okay, tomorrow if I'm not busy. Taught him the letters. I only got the T. Said he wants to know about the birds and bees. If He only knew he needs to stick with me. But if I keep this up, the only guarantee is that when he gets old, he'll be just like his daddy. I'm so unstable.
Yeah, bad movie. Bad movie. Yeah. Bad movie. Yeah. I need you like a house on fire. Put out my flames, knock down my door. I've already been around the world since I was 4. Let me see. Put some words on paper. Somebody called it poetry. Threw a crew together. Can't find a place to stand next to me. Got me so confused about my life. Go ahead and tell me which one is my wife. Shorty got me covered like Allstate. Laced me up and down like my boot straps. Lipstick on the side of my face. I need you like I need a bad movie.
Bad
yeah.
Movie. Yeah. Bad movie.
What?
Yeah.
I need you like the X-File. Can't tell the truth of my lies. Don't need another girlfriend. They could see the love in my eyes. My best friends call them prostitutes. Now I'm teaching like a substitute. Need somebody to take my place. Ain't enough time in the day to play this game. Got to sit back and relax. She maxed out my American Express. My old girl ain't hearing that. Like an ATM machine, she wanna take all my cash. Got me flowing like an old school dance track. She parked out in front of my house on payday. Waiting for me to make a comeback. I need you like a diaper rash. I need you like a mama on crack. I need you like a hoopty in a crash. I need you like red dye on cash. I need you like I'm driving while black. They're stopping my action, this whole thing is whack. They're looking for a reason, the scratches on my back. Yeah. It happened with the tiger at the zoo. Would you believe that? The world will end tomorrow. What if I told that to you? I need you like a shark on the beach. Yeah. I need you like a swarm of African bees. I need you like my ATM fee. I need you like I need a bad movie. Yeah. Bad movie. Yeah. Bad movie.
Let's take a trip to Bermuda. These poems are on travel. I dreamed a lighthouse white atop a summer lane, Southampton. Its bright stalactite glass illuminated the pink sand and red hibiscus. An island botanical purified and cleansed. I dreamed a picnic on a South Shore beach where crabs played on soft sand, of Government House, of late night swims. Twinkle little stars and frogs into a vast, dark ocean space of mysteries. I had a vision of Aunt Grace. She was scraping snow cones in Somerset, lemon, cherry, grape. Those thin ice chips melted into the hot asphalt. My bare feet stirred dust in the concrete. The cold pineapple sherbet soothed me. Now it was here that I grew. I lived Bermuda's imagery. I cried when I descended our cedar tree. Absent from British accents, a childhood so innocent. At night, I daydreamed strange movie scenes, a blind preacher riding a scooter over a drawbridge. I could see a string that trailed behind him, but I could not see the handmade kite flying in the breeze. It darted through pastel clouds like a sprinter on false starts. I dreamed a simple life at White Hill. I would rather beat the drum in my father's church. I could choose no other. On congregational hymns, I took turns on the bass drum with my brother. You know, the first time I came to the United States, it was through New York City. And this was my first impression of America. It's called American Slang. My first trip to America, it was 1970. My Ellis Island was landing at Kennedy. Huge cars float by like boats. Wide painted streets where no one speaks. Trash flying like birds in the breeze. Neighborhoods in neat rows. Block after block of Brooklyn homes. American slang. Hard to explain. Hard to understand. Glass chips on a concrete court. A fast-paced basketball game. And welcome relief from the August heat in a cold, curved bottle of Coca-Cola, purchased from the corner store, music from Motown blaring from a radio inside one of those Brooklyn brownstones with drying wet paint, stepping on yesterday's New York Times, a pot in a backyard boiling with crabs, steel-bolted locks, windows like cages, an outline of skyscrapers in the distance, Pan Am and Chrysler, in the Empire State Building. And then the last I want to share with you is a great city in Southern California called San Diego. This is called The Legend of Coronado. What struck me as I emerged from the splendor of the Sugar Pine Crown Room, a nailless wonder of wooden pegs, of wood so warm, so elegant, like a royal library. What struck me as I stood outside trying in vain to find the perfect spot to have my picture taken was this imposing structure that looks like a Victorian-styled cruise ship anchored in Coronado, bordered in white, with its red roof towering over me, palm trees standing guard over a well-trimmed lawn, the stars and stripes waving proudly, greeting the Pacific with a long sandy beach, a place rich in the romantic history of royal visits, and movie stars and presidential privilege, and out of respect, a gracious nod to the owners who guard the place, thus allowing me to recognize the dark silhouette of the legendary Dell at any time, stamped on any place. The next collection of poetry is inspirational poetry, and I want to start it off with this nice little prayer type of a poem.
My finite mind cannot understand the origin of his goodness. He's a great and mystifying host. Here before time, a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful creator moving about in goodness and in love and in strength. Suggestion. He created this world, and at the command of his voice, he caused the things we see out of mere thoughts, so that the things we see are made out of things we cannot see. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. He is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he created every living thing. And he created you. And he created me. For God so loved the world that he gave us his very being.
and heal them from their disease. I want to walk upon the Sea of Galilee. I want to touch the eyes of the blind and make them all to see. I want to be more and more like Jesus. I wish I could bring an unjust king down to his knees, always feed the hungry, set the captives free. Each day I live, I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want to comfort the bereaved, put aside my frailty, help the distressed and tormented souls to win. I wish I could stand strong in the face of fear, choose to live for God even when death is near, lead the army in the battle against sin, always choose the right no matter where I've been. I want to calm the waters of the raging storm, walk triumphant to the sounds of horns. The only thing that separates me from him is sin. Exchange my blood for his and let his love pour in. Know just what to say and when. How mad are you about all this? Get mad at your sin. Clench your fists. We are all capable of receiving God's gift. Turn your life around. As an example, use his. God is my lifeline. I can fool you as much as I can fool me. That is my philosophy. Previously, I was in charge of all the king's horses and all the king's men. The odds I would get things wrong, usually 9 out of 10. I lie to myself. I'm so tired of starting over and over again. If I read Proverbs like my father told me, I wouldn't be in this circumstance. Now I have to dig myself out of this hole with my bare hands. I routinely ignore warning signs like water over the road or bridge out ahead. I speed up only to slow down. Brainless, I would follow pigs over a cliff. Now I'm shocked and surprised when I'm drowning, gasping for air. Now I need a lifeline. I see God is near. I wish he could reach out his hand to me. You know what? He did. I am my own worst enemy. I am right where I started. I faked the steps I took in front of me. If I won the super lottery, I could not control my own economy. I am confused about truth and reality. Catch my drift because it blew right past me. One day soon, I will reach maturity. The lessons of life grow more and more costly. I drink it like water. I drink it like money. I laugh at my own jokes. No one else thinks they're funny. I'm tired of making apologies. I sit in church only to tell God I'm sorry. If I can turn back the clocks to my beginning, one day I may find my true harmony. But only with God that I will find these true things. I am my own worst enemy. You know, I'm a preacher's kid, and I always thought, you know, I went into banking, but I always thought that, what if I was a preacher? If I was a preacher, I would only wear a robe when I get wet. Look, first things first, I would open the doors to the church when they first come in, confront the sin, sing some hymns, especially to those who haven't been, and the has-been, the next of kin, sit so close to them I could smell the gym, help them win. If it was up to me, I'll let everyone come in if I was a preacher. Well, look, let's get straight to the hook. The fanatics only take part of the book. Here, look. They twist it like licorice. Their theme, let's get rich quick. A Pied Piper with a stick. They'll follow the minister over a cliff in his Lexus. Take this. I'd rather watch Gorillas in the Mist on Channel 6 if I was a preacher. If I was a preacher, I'd build a factory. I won't preach hate. I'll make crates. So the unsaved can sit while they fake praise. Don't believe the stage plays. This catchy phrase. Why do only those with AIDS help the ones with AIDS? Feel my rage? The ones who could afford to pay time in the plate only when they get the plague. This little light of mine is ablaze. I can see clearly now through the smoke and haze. It comes from hell going up in flames. These last days called New Age. Let's just say if I was a preacher, I would only wear a robe when I get wet. If I was a preacher, I would preach to the lost, the hungry, the sick, the dying, the rich, the poor, the young, the crying, the depressed, in pain, the blind, the lame, the old, the jailed, the ones on the outside and the ones on the inside, the ones that bet on the dogs and the ponies, the famous and the lonely, my brother and cousin Tony, and all the phonies and the cronies and my homies and the Big Mac and the macaronis. And after church, we'll go shake hands with the parishioners like Mr. Smith, talk to his kids, pray with them, cry with them, fried chicken with them, spend the day with them, know the names of their children's children if I was a preacher. We'll be right back.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention all seniors, Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp & Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, you know, you are listening to a special edition of the Michael Van Tool Show. It's all about my CD, Speak On It. Let me just say a couple of things. Thanks again to Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Their number is 248-262-7111. Okay, I'll give you some information on getting your copy of the book. The music is available free of charge on YouTube. So you can just go to YouTube and just look up Michael Van Tool. All 9 tracks are there available. You can download it, listen to it anytime. And so that is one thing. Now, the book, look, I'm going to be like $50. Yeah, $50 for a special edition package. This is the last of the original printing of the book. So these are very valuable copies now. So here's what you get for the $50. This is a $50 special edition package. You get an autographed book. You get an autographed poster. It also includes shipping and handling. And then you also become a founding member of the Jazz Poet Michael Fan Club. So here's where you can send your check, work, credit card. You can call this number too to get by credit card, 248-516-8300. So you get the autographed book, the autographed poster, founding member of Jazz Poet Michael Fan Club, and it includes shipping and handling. And that is the book. Like I said, all 9 tracks, all the poems in the first chapter are on the CD. All 9 tracks, word for word, is on the CD, or at least on YouTube, so you can get it on YouTube. Okay, here's where to send your check. made payable to Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Michigan Ocean. The address is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 3005, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. Let me read it one more time. For the $50 special edition package, you can call 248-516-8300, or you can mail your check payable to Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 3005, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. So we're going to get ready to do a second printing, and then we're also getting ready to do a second collection, too. So that should be sometime this year. All right. Well, we've got the last section here are some general topics. So it's going to be a mixture over the next 20 minutes or so. It's a mixture of different, and I think you'll be entertained because these are different general topics about anything. And hold on to your bootstraps, put your seatbelt on. We're going to go for a ride because, hey, I'm a poet and this is art, and I write about a whole lot of things. So here goes. This is called Throwback. This ain't a new thing. I'm a poet now. I let my words stand out in the crowd. I say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Save the spotted owl. Forget that. Somebody say black child. Come on, y'all. Stump your feet. This is a throwback to 73. I'm a poet with a beat. Come on, snap for me. I let my words talk and my words are ready to pour. I don't have my afro anymore. Back then, the blacks were still poor. You could say things were hardcore. My cousin Rudy robbed a liquor store. Got to catch him on my next tour. Might as well close the prison door. This is a throwback back to slavery and more. Way back when they crossed the open seas, when the master broke apart the families, rope so tight you couldn't breathe, strange fruit hanging from the trees. That's why I had to write this poetry. I'm going way back when Michael Jackson was black, when you called your father mister, when black people were brothers and sisters, worked so hard you got blisters, on the first date you barely kissed her, when the Panthers held their fists up, when Richard Nixon had his mix-up, when Hollywood dissed us, everybody said Merry Christmas. The gravy train always missed us. Found out justice was just us. Saw smoke from Detroit in the distance. We all caught the Rosa Parks, refused to sit bus. I let my words do the talking. You know, I wrote on it and didn't, and the book Speak on It did not even include the poem Speak on It. But it's going to be included in the next book. It's called This Is Actually Speak on It. This poem is about bombs and bullets. Remember old school TV? Cow, pow, bam. This ain't about Adam West and black man. This poem is about blowing holes in the black man. Life is so cheap these days. A world full of murderers and terrorists, trigger-happy killers. They hashtag it, then Twitter it. Like a Happy's Pizza, make sure it's hot. Wait for Fox News to deliver it. Somebody better speak on it. I'm not a rapper. I have my own poetry. I flow like the breeze. I rhyme off the beat to my own poetry. Forget the vanity. I need to say this for my own sanity, for the whole of humanity. I've always tried to hold back my profanity, but America now is in a state of calamity. I can't believe the hypocrisy. Stretches from Arizona to Washington, D.C. Verbal hand grenades thrown by Rush and Hannity. I'm trying to shield the insults from my own family. You worry about what's on TV? The real riot is on the radio. It ain't on my street. You got to understand the bigger things. The first rocks thrown were by the right wing. Now Trump thinks he can trump me. Somebody better speak on it. Death squad. When they lay landmines the way roaches lay eggs, somebody better speak on it. Every day from the time I get up until the time I go to sleep. So many people are hurting. I ain't deaf and I ain't blind. The lady down the hall got a black eye. Parasites. Time to drop a dime on black on black crime. When the militants kill the innocents, mothers die like insects from lethal pesticides. I can hear their children cry, echoes of the Roman Empire, diplomats for hire, liars, pants on fire. as bombers throw away their lives, their suicides are our homicides, and the gunmen, I mean the gunmen, kill us from the left wing to the right wing. No difference. It's the same sting. But let's do the right thing. Somebody better speak on it, cowards. The fanatics use God's name to exterminate the other race, then cover their victims' faces in mass graves. We should cover their faces in mass shame. Our children are chased and raped. Where's the outrage? The silence is so loud, it gives me an earache. Somebody better speak on it. Behind their shields, dictators fire their mace. Ever wonder why the rich bring gates? To keep out the hungry little girl with the dirty face. So go ahead and eat with the elite, but you better say grace. I went to a poetry class, and they put a bottle of Coca-Cola in front of the room. And I remember the instructor, Willie Williams, and they told us to write a poem about it. So that's what I did. This is called Cola. I want to be like the Coca-Cola bottle, not because of its curves, but because of its classic tradition, the dynamic ribbon as its trademark, as familiar as myself and recognizable wherever I go, from the grassy fields of Panama to the Tony streets of Chicago, the cold bottle of Coke, such a simple name to call, anywhere in any land. I guess that's how I want to be known, comfortable standing alone, able to draw a crowd like Muhammad Ali, arms reaching in to grab, to touch a piece of history. That's how I want to be. Okay, yeah, this would stir some people up. I need to clear my throat for this one. This is called Mistress. I mean, if you look at it, it says mistress, but it's called Mistress. All right. Some people might really, get some feelings over this one. But anyway, here goes. Mistress. I mean, no disrespect, but, I really care about you, girl. You feel me? But just a couple of things, though. We got to do this thing right. You know what I'm saying. You mean a lot to me. But I got to handle my priorities, so don't hug me so tight. Don't hold my hands in public. Don't look into my eyes. Don't smile at me too long. Don't call my house phone. Don't sit next to me at church. Don't call me on my cell phone. Don't drive by my house. Don't talk to my wife. Don't eat from my plate. When we go to Jamaica, don't book the same flight. Stay under control. Don't make any stupid mistakes. You know, I feel bad about this, too. I can't call you on the holiday, but what I can do is call you the very next day. That's when we can exchange gifts, a temporary bliss with my mistress in room 236. You mean so much to me, so don't text me when you leave. I've got my priorities. What would she think, you and me? You smell so good, but the spray is much too strong, so save your favorite perfume and the key refund to the motel room. Let's not leave together. I'll leave now. Order yourself some Chinese food, then check out at noon. You feel me? I've got to think way ahead, so don't call me in the middle of the night. If there's an emergency, call 911. Don't call me. The last thing I want is for you to be on the show, but don't ask me for any more money. I don't want to mess up my little family. Don't put my name on any receipts. And when you kiss me, no lipstick, please. Kiss me on my cheeks. I've got priorities to keep. Don't leave your earrings in my jag. Don't take up my time. Don't mess with my sheets. Don't talk to me too long. Don't stand so close to me. Don't forget your red high-heel shoes. You understand? I'm trying to be a good husband. Remember, I do have a family. So don't leave any scratches. Don't bite my lips. Don't leave any bruises. Don't hug me so tight. Don't say you love me. Don't book the same flight. And please, don't become friends with my beautiful wife. You know, when I first started out, one of the first places I went was Cafe Mahogany downtown Detroit back in the day. And I could not do a show about my poetry without paying tribute to the great Cafe Mahogany downtown Detroit back in the day. I'm telling you, what what a place. That I feel like Cafe Mahogany was my poetry school, and that's where I graduated from. But this is my take on the great poetry joint called Cafe Mahogany. Talk about it. Negro, please. I grew up at Mahogany, a place called Harmony on a downtown Detroit street. Learned to write with a beat. Signed the list on Tuesdays. Used to hang out with my groupies. Tried to make my mama proud of me. Negro, please. Now I can say cheese. I used to sit on the floor at Cafe Mahogany. Talk about it. I carried my backpack, sometimes a knapsack. I did it like that. Hooked on my rhymes like crack. But like Whitney said, crack is whack. Snack. Daps and hand claps. You can hear my poetry, but it's still deaf. Let me fix my hat. Back in 89, when poetry was fat, I used to lean back at Cafe Mahogany. Dreadlock Queen. I met her at Mahogany. She had a fetish for fatigues, nappy hair and nipple rings, black and green, sweet and savory. Watched her starch and press her jeans. To watch her move was L-O-V-E. Perfume burned with her imagery. She took me home to read her poetry. Negro, please. Everything rhymes with her sexuality. Talk about it. And I think maybe we can drop a little music in here right now, because I'm still doing some of the general poetry, the regular poetry. So let's drop something in here right now called, let's say, You Think You Know Love? That's right. I read it earlier, but guess what? Yep, that's what I'll do. This was one of the first love poems I read, and I didn't let you know that I set it to music already. So this is the music version, because let me just say this real quick, because I know we're running short on time. I would write a poem, and then I would look for some music to play it over, and then I would remix the words to get on the beat with music. And that's what I did with You Think You Know Love.
This may sound strange to you, but I love you, and it is honest and loyal and true. You think you know love? Well, let me tell you this. You don't know love this deep. See, my casual love for you is more than most others have ever loved you. This is not simply a physical love. This is a caring love. One where I can feel the searing pain whenever you hurt yourself. And I love to spend time with you. I have always loved you from the very first day. This love is not shallow. This love is deep. This love is forever. We'll be friends as far as I can see. We should have met 5 years ago this week, you and me. You think you know love? You don't know love this deep. And if you think you're lonely now, don't wait until tonight. If you need somebody, you can hold on to me. And if you think you're lonely now, don't wait until tonight. If you need somebody, you know you can hold on to me. And if you want to talk to somebody, yeah, you know you can talk to me. And if you want to love somebody, yeah, you know you can love me. Love is deep.
And you know, so we've got just a few more minutes. I wanted to just slip these last two in here. Church Sister, stop messing about. Come on down front. Let me touch you right now, church. then let me be your preacher. Only God can save you from your sins. I just want to save you from the lonely life you've been living. Just step into my counsel room and let me console you. Say a little prayer for me, I'll say a little prayer for you. And as far as I'm concerned, my only prayer is the truth. So let me touch you right now, church sister. I want to get with you and let me be your preacher. Now I lay me down to sleep. The angels keep watching me. I'm only trying to save you from your dreams. Nobody in this world should be this lonely. The newspapers call me sinister. I'm your minister. In private, kneel down, my church sister. I'll run the town like a twister. Now may the Lord bless and keep you next Sunday after church. I'll be your preacher. I want to get with your church sister. Let's see. One last, I think we have one last poem here. But I want to thank you all. There's more poems. There's much more. But I want to thank you all. I hope you enjoyed today. And we got to do this again. This is called Issues from Speak On It.
You know, there's some things I need to talk to you about, and there's some things I need to get off my chest, and I think I got issues. Yeah, I got issues. What? It might as well have been a piece of paper. You're ripping me to shreds. Sometimes I wish I never met you. That I wouldn't have to love you. I might have hated you instead. So I blessed or cursed to love you. Or is this all inside my head?
Or is this all inside my head? And I got issues.
Might as well have been a piece of paper. With blank thoughts along the lines. It's as though I never met you. Armageddon on my mind. It's just like we never happened. Say our love is not a lie. And I got issues. Yeah, and I got issues, baby. And I got issues.
And I got issues.
I got issues. And I got issues, baby. I might as well have been a piece of paper. Seems like we're running out of time. My stomach's being ripped to pieces by a tiger deep inside. And will this love last forever? Or will it be a terror on my mind? Yeah. Now check this out. Might as well have been a piece of paper. Hanging from a rope. Rub two sticks together. Light a fire. Watch the ashes go up in smoke. Wonder if this love will ever work out. Some things you never really know. And I got issues, baby. Yeah. And I got issues, girl. And I got issues, yeah. And it's as simple as one and one is two. All I wanna do is be with you. Got me chasing after you like I got the vapors. Yeah, and I got issues. Yeah, and I got issues, girl. And I got issues.
I got issues.
What? And I got issues, girl. Issues, girl. And I got issues, girl.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
You know, there's some things I need to talk to you about, and there's some things I need to get off my chest, and I think I got issues. Yeah, I got issues. What? It might as well have been a piece of paper. You're ripping me to shreds. Sometimes I wish I never met you, that I wouldn't have to love you. I might have hated you instead. So I blessed or cursed to love you.